MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Monday, September 25, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Gloucester Forum with former mayors tonight. Lawmakers agree on tax relief plan.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, one program on the North Shore had their biggest win in history. Rick?
All right, thank you, Bill. Rain, low 60s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:57 a.m. and 8:14 p.m. The Gloucester 400 Plus Committee is hosting a mayor's forum this evening at City Hall, featuring the present mayor and five former mayors who have served office since the Gloucester Charter Commission was approved to change to the strong mayor form of government. The mayors are expected to share their insights on the city's remarkable journey since the mid-70s and to discuss their visions for its future success. The forum is free to the public, with doors open at 6 p.m. at Kairos Auditorium. The panel discussion is scheduled to last from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Massachusetts House and Senate Democrats have reached an agreement on a tax relief plan. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes that the leaders say an agreement has reached, however, no details have been disclosed. Despite the rain this summer, the city of Gloucester sold over 61,000 beach parking passes through its Blinke online beach parking reservation system. The Gloucester Times reports the largest number of out-of-town passes were sold for Wingershiek Beach. Second most popular beach was Good Harbor. Rockport is looking for federal funds to update its aging wastewater treatment plant. The Gloucester Times reports that U.S. Representative Seth Moulton toured the plant on Friday. The plant needs updated pumps and pipes. The long-standing issues of water quality at Kings Beach in Lynn and Swampscott got some legislative attention last week. The Daily Item reports that North Shore state legislators visited the beach and discussed the issue of water quality at Kings Beach and the status of additional beaches in the area. Due to water quality, Kings Beach was closed 90% of the time this past summer. In Newburyport, Mayor Sean Reardon and his administration are looking at the status of the waterfront boardwalk in the city.
We had a really productive walk on the boardwalk this week with the Waterfront Trust. As you know, the Waterfront Trust was set up many, many years ago with very specific mission and charge of having control over the waterfront, control over the boardwalk. They receive funds from the city and from the Harbor Commission to upkeep that Market Landing Park. So we actually had a walk with them on the boardwalk because someday soon we're going to have to work on the boardwalk. I think it's definitely showing its years, and it's been down there for quite a bit. So we really looked at some problem areas. How are we going to go about fixing those areas going forward? We don't want any tripping hazards. You know, we want to replace any rotting wood down there. So it was a really productive conversation, and we have a path forward to kind of look at some short-term solutions down there, but then also start considering some long-term solutions as well.
Reardon was speaking on his Mayor's Corner update program. And the Plum Island Grill will be closing later this week. According to the Daily News, the owner of the restaurant made the closing announcement on its Facebook page. The grill is reportedly closing due to issues with the landlord, legal issues, and issues with a former business partner. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Patriots picked up their first win of the season yesterday as the Pats beat the New York Jets 15-10 on the road. Quarterback Mac Jones.
Yeah, good. I think for sure that was our goal. No turnover, so we definitely did that. Offensive line did a great job keeping me upright, and really proud of those guys in the backs for running hard. And then when we had to make plays, we did, but definitely inconsistent, but got to be happy with the win. I mean, that's all we came here for.
The White Sox beat the Red Sox 3-2 to take two games of the three-game series over the weekend. The Red Sox open a series in Florida tomorrow night against the Rays. In local football over the weekend, when Endicott College beat number 5-ranked Hardin-Simmons Friday night 37-10, it was...
There is this moment.
Simple.
Everybody in this room just were part of the biggest win in this program's history.
Yeah!
Endicott football coach Paul McGonigal. In high school football, Friday night, Winthrop was a 21-14 winner over Swampscott. Winthrop gave up the first 14 points of the game, but then came back to score the final 21 points of the game. Just the reverse of what happened to them last weekend. Coach John Cadigan of Winthrop football.
A great win. We just talked to these guys about last week. You know, last week, 14-0, felt in control, and we let it slip away. And then tonight, there is nothing going right for us in the first half. But we just talked about believing at halftime, as corny as that sounds. And, you know, our guys just made plays. We stopped thinking, and we just made plays.
Needless to say, a very happy Viking team on Friday night.
Bad as we felt last week, we feel that much better this week, you know. And it's a testament to our guys, a testament to our coaches. That was a tough, tough loss to digest and get over. And you're obviously playing a great Swampscott team, very well coached. They gave us all we could handle defensively. We made the plays that we needed to.
Winthrop football coach John Cadigan. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Saugus 2-0 went to 2-0 Lynn Tech. Saugus took the opening kickoff in the game, drove the field, and scored the game's first touchdown. But then, in their second possession, they couldn't do a thing as the game changed. In the end, Saugus moved to 3-0 with the win over Lynn Tech. This is Saugus coach Steve Cummings.
Our first drive was great, and they made some adjustments, you know, and it kind of took us a little bit of time to really, you know, kind of figure, okay, that now if they're going to do this to it, here's what we can do. So we spent a lot of time at the half just kind of going over little things they were doing to adjust, the back end of that first quarter into the second quarter. And I thought when we came out the second half, we moved the ball efficiently. We were a lot more sound up front. Especially on the perimeter, we had guys were able to make plays. We were able to pick up some big first downs. When they cut the lead to one, that next drive that we had, I mean, that was kind of like we had to have that drive. We picked up a couple third downs on that, and hats off to our guys. Our guys were able to make plays when we had to make plays today.
Steve, was that offense typical of your team? Because you attacked all areas of the field.
We have guys that are dangerous in space, you know, so it's my job as the play caller to put our guys in position to be successful. And that's what we do. I mean, that's how we practice. It's what we want to do. If you're going to get wide, we're going to come inside. If you're going to pack it up, we can get outside. So, that's exactly what we want to do offensively. We want to give people as much to worry about as possible, and we have the threats to do that.
Quite the star power within the program. Isaiah and Braden, just your thoughts on what makes those two so effective?
I mean, and it's not just those two. I mean, we also have like Tommy DeSimone, Danny Shea, Cam Preston, Ethan Malcolm. I mean, we have, I would say, 6 to 7 guys on this football team that are going to play college football. And when you have that kind of talent around, like, talent makes people better. It makes the guys across them at practice better. But like Braden is... That kid's he's a generational talent. I mean, that kid is – not only is he a fantastic football player, he practices like that every single day. He's a 4.0 student, if not better, in the classroom. He's a 3-sport standout. He's just everything you want in a high school football player. Isaiah Rodriguez, he's so natural. It's just the game comes to him so easy. But Cam did a really good job in the second half distributing the ball to guys. Danny Shea made that 2-point conversion wins us the game. He kind of got stuck, and he found a way to get through. And Tommy DeSimone had some huge runs to keep some drives going. He broke the big touchdown run here to start the third quarter that really kind of got our offense going. So, I mean, one of the hard parts for me is, like, I got to try to keep everybody happy. So when you have this many guys that can make plays in space, it's like you got to try to dial it up for everybody. But it was a good team win today. You know, we faced some adversity early on, but, you know, Braden makes that interception on that screen play and kind of flips the whole game around. And that's, you know, when our players can step up and make those kinds of plays, we're a dangerous football team.
Last question.
Against football coach Steve Cummings talking with us after the game Saturday at Manning Field in Lynn. They'll host Swampscott on Friday night. Meanwhile, in other local sports, Marblehead goaltender Corey Schneider is retiring from the NHL. Salem News sports editor Phil Stacey reports the 37-year-old is hanging up the pads after a 16-year pro career. That is sports. Thanks so much for joining us along with Rick Moore. Have a great Monday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
Grand Army of the Republic Museum and the Lynn Museum present Defending Democracy, a free forum, Wednesday, October 4th, 6 p.m. at Lynn City Hall Auditorium. Join MA Secretary of Education Dr. Patrick Tutwiler and social justice groups at this forum on threats to civil liberties, assaults on voting rights, and African American history and book banning. Witness actors portraying Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. That's Defending Democracy, Wednesday, October 4th at 6 p.m. in Lynn City Hall Auditorium.